The petroleum that attracted 30,000 fortune seekers to Civil War-era Pennsylvania found much the same market as whale oil. Illumination was foremost, then lubrication, soap production, medicinal remedies, and paints. The Seneca Indians who lived along Oil Creek, a tributary of the Allegheny, had long used the local oil seepage in their especially fearful war paint, a distant cousin of the medium of the Dutch masters. After Colonel Edwin Drake drilled the first local oil well in 1859, Pennsylvania businessmen acknowledged whale oil as a forerunner. The author of Petrolia, The Landscape of America's First Oil Boom, wrote that more than any other product, whale oil whetted the human appetite for clean, efficient, and affordable illumination. The American whaling fleet defined the process of the hunt and refining technology, thereby establishing dominance over the fishery. Most importantly, this dominance established trade markets to disperse whale oil illumination internationally. Illumination proved to be so integral and basic a technology that Americans readily purchased the expensive oil. This success, however, aroused a grassroots desire for a less expensive alternative. Mid-19th century Americans were illiterate and reading people. Demand for nighttime illumination far exceeded the 4 million barrels of whale oil produced each year by refineries in New England and New York. It was for this reason that Drake's Connecticut backers sent him to the Oil Creek Valley. Journalists and entrepreneurs recognized the continuity. The first oil gushers in Venango County prompted hurrahs akin to Siemens' "Thar She Blows" for the spout of a large sperm whale. In 1861, Vanity Fair published a cartoon showing formally attired whales attending a ball honoring Drake's well, pausing to toast the new technology that had spared them. Cheap and plentiful, the new fuel soon carried energy use to revolutionary levels. But these few paragraphs should make one thing clear. Oil was no physical or commercial bolt from the blue. 3 centuries of development cannot, in the words of one technology-proud U.S. oil museum, be dismissed as a few thousand barrels of kerosene produced from rock oil hand-dug by peasants in Eastern Europe. Indeed, most scholars now credit F.M. Semenov, a Russian engineer, for drilling the first oil well near Baku in the late 1840s. The dioramas and paintings of whale-crazed Spitsbergen in Amsterdam's Rijksmuseum portray one of the earliest serious industrial landscapes. From Romania to Norway, from bamboo-drilling China to the flowing springs along the Caspian Sea that so impressed Marco Polo, the medieval period had known oil in many varieties. Greek fire, similar to napalm, was a famous war weapon. And even 2 prominent early versions of the internal combustion engine, portal to the peak oil era, used lesser fuels. Henry Ford's original Model T burned ethanol made from corn, and Rudolf Diesel's 1892 invention was designed to run on peanut or vegetable oil, both easily made. In the modern age of oil geopolitics after World War I, it was not coincidental that Britain and the Netherlands, along with the well-endowed United States, owned the preeminent oil giants, the famous Seven Sisters. Esso, Texaco, Saucony, SoCal, Gulf Oil, British Petroleum, then the Anglo-Persian Oil Company, and Royal Dutch Shell. For Britain and Holland, the explanation lay in maritime and imperial history. The legacy of far-flung empires and spheres of interest. During the 1890s, the oil fields that grew into Royal Dutch were found in the Dutch East Indies archipelago that traders from Holland had originally seized for spices in the 1620s. The Caribbean islands of the Dutch Antilles, colonized in the 1630s in pursuit of trade and salt deposits, also paid off 300 years later. Some oil was found locally, and Royal Dutch obtained concessions for the rich new oil fields in next-door Venezuela. Huge and profitable refineries went up on the Dutch island of Aruba. Imperial reach also gave Britain access to Persia in particular, as well as to Borneo, Burma, and Trinidad, along with several protected Persian Gulf sultanates. The handicap of the coal-rich British was then a 19th-century dearth of curiosity about petroleum. Despite some early exploration in central Burma, serious attention did not develop until the Anglo-German naval and strategic rivalry that gripped both nations after 1900. Until then, Persia and Mesopotamia were principally way stations to India, the distant jewel in Britain's imperial crown. When the British struck oil in Persia in 1908, it was at the site of the ancient fire temple at Masjid Ay-Suleiman. The explorer responsible, mining engineer William Darcy, was also an avid Bible reader, his interest piqued by scriptural reference to the naphtha pools that burned endlessly in ancient fire temples.